Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah is going to talk about if they were having an idol worship holiday in a particular part of the city, what happens outside of it. Mishnah says, Ir sheyesh ba Avodah Zarah, chutzah la mutar. If a city was having a holiday for Avodah Zarah inside of it, then outside of the city, it's permitted to have business dealings with those people because they're not involved in the celebration. Haya chutzah la Avodah Zarah, if the idol worship holiday was happening outside of the city, then you're allowed to have business dealings inside of the city because people inside the city would not have any involvement with the celebration. The Mishnah asks, is a Jew allowed to go to that city for a non-business matter, to go talk to one of the residents or to do something else over there? When the road to the city has the city as its only destination. In other words, there's not another stop along the way or afterwards. It's not a journey where a person, if he's on that road, could have multiple places he's going to go, but it's only, this is the only place that this road goes to, then it's forbidden because it looks like you're going to join them in their Avodah Zarah holiday. But if it was possible for him to go on that same road to another place, let's say there was another city also on that road, and if someone sees him, they could assume that he was going to that other spot, then it's permitted to go to that place even where the holiday was being celebrated. You're allowed to go to that spot. People aren't looking at you in that funny way when they see you on that road. When they would have these celebrations, there were certain shops that would tax anybody who walked in a certain fee, and they would give that money to Avodah Zarah. So the ones that were decorated with fruit were the ones that would have the Avodah Zarah connection, and the ones that were not decorated with fruit, would the tax that they put on their stores would not go to Avodah Zarah. Ir sheyesh ba Avodah Zarah. If you have a city where idol worship was going on, the festivals being held at that moment, v'hayu ba hanuyot me'utarot v'she'enan me'utarot, and there were some shops that were decorated with fruit for the idol, and there were some shops that were not decorated. Zehaya ma'aseh be'Bet She'an. There was once a case in the place of Bet She'an. Ve'amru ha'chamim ha'me'utarot asurot ve'she'enan me'utarot mutarot. The rabbi said, the shops that had the decorated outside with fruit, you could make the assumption that the tax that's being paid over there is going to benefit idol worship, so therefore it's prohibited. But the shops that do not have decorated fronts, it's allowed. You're allowed to spend money there since it's not going to idol worship, so it's permitted. The obvious question arises over here, even if the tax that you're paying is not going to idol worship, how could you be doing business with people around their holiday? We explained in the first few Mishnayot that you're not allowed to do business 3 days before their holiday, regardless of do they have a decorated front or not. Them doing business whatsoever with you is going to lead them to thank their god, the idol. So therefore, you should be prohibited to do any business like we've been saying. So how could it be that we have the ability at the end of this Mishnah to do business with people who don't have a decorated front of their store? So Hachamim answer over here that the entire Isur really only becomes on items that are perishable, that the owner really wants to get rid of them, he really wants to make the sale because they're going to expire, they're going to spoil, they're going to go bad. So therefore, the owner in that type of scenario is really going to celebrate. He's going to thank God. He's going to be super happy that he got rid of it because he was going to lose money if he didn't. But when talking about non-perishables, talking about items that are not going to go bad, there's no prohibition in that case to do business even with the idol worshippers in their town. Fully allowed. The only people you're not allowed to do business with, even on those non-perishables, are the people who have their store decorated for the holiday that they're celebrating, and therefore you know for sure that the money is going to go to idol worship. So therefore you say, in this scenario, since the people did not have decorated fronts, you're allowed to do business with them only if it's talking about non-perishable items, and that non-perishable item, the person's not going to be jumping for joy. He's not going to be ecstatic by the fact that he made a sale. All right, he could have kept it a few more days and maybe made a sale next week. It's not going anywhere. It's not going to spoil. So therefore, Hachamim comment over here, the Bar Tanura says, that's Shadeh B'Yom Edam. That type of sale of non-perishable is even allowed on their holiday, because by you making that deal with them, you're not creating a tremendous amount of happiness with them. They're not going to go celebrate because of it. It's not a major score, so therefore, it's permitted to do that type of business.